She barely registered his car pulling up. She was in her favorite spot, stretched out on the chaise on the patio, alone, umbrella masking her from the sun, the warmth of the patio mixing perfectly with the breeze blowing off the water, a book in her hands. She heard his keys hit the counter, and then his footsteps as he strode out to the patio and to her. She glanced up and drank in the sight of him. He had chosen a black suit with tiny vanilla pinstripes that morning, of course having woken up earlier than she thought was humanly possible. He donned a deep sapphire shirt and even had cufflinks on. There was definitely something about a suit on a man. Even the most indifferent woman could be imprisoned by a normal guy in a suit. He slowly gazed around, looking at both neighbors' houses before settling his eyes back on her. "So, you feel like showing off today?" She blushed the crimson, softly stinging her cheeks. It didn't matter how much time they spent together, how much he praised her or teased her, she still blushed just at the way he looked at her. She smiled and stretched out, partly because her body needed it, and partly because she did want to show off her tall, lithe frame with the so very light tan, the sprinkling of freckles around her shoulders, all encased in a bikini that was, by all manners of the word, tiny. He took a seat beside her and smiled as he slid a hand up her calf. His fingers toyed with the underside of her knee. She relished in the warmth of his hand. No matter how hot it was outside, she knew his hand would always feel a shade hotter. It was almost like there was a small electrical burn every time he touched her, no matter where it was. Even when holding hands with him, she could feel the current flowing through. She opened her eyes again and saw his signature smile on his face. His hand slid off her skin and he slowly rose. Drawing himself up to his full height, he smiled down at her. "It's pretty bright out here. I think we should get you inside." She smiled into his eyes. "Why can't we just stay out here?" A grin spread across his face and his eyes lit up. "Because I don't want to share you with anything right now. Not the sun, not the ocean, certainly not the neighbors." She only had to glance at his hand to see how serious he was, and, upon placing her hand in his, that familiar surge of electricity hit her yet again. He smiled. Together they slowly walked into the house. He released her hand to grab a bottle of water from the fridge, and she continued up the steps, only stopping to watch him move around. Happy with what he had, he casually made his way up the stairs, finally reaching her. As his eyes roamed over her, she blushed again. "Why blush? You're absolutely breathtaking." She blushed more, her right hand on the banister, her left reaching up to settle on his shoulder. Since he was a step below her, their eyes were perfectly level with each other's. He leaned in slowly and her eyes closed, waiting for, almost yearning for, that soft, delectable, teasing kiss. She felt his hands on her hips, those hips that had only had a tied string bikini on them, and his fingers were sliding around, caressing her ass. After she had held her breath seemingly forever, his lips were against the side of her throat. Part of her was still not used to it, the attention he paid her, the way he'd torture and tease her. She tilted her head and felt his lips slowly curve around, sampling her. Her stomach was already knotted up, her head dizzy with anticipation. So, when his fingers casually untied the strings on her right hip, she didn't fight it. Her arms were wrapped around him, loving the feel of him right against her. She wanted it badly, but was content to play his game for now, at least until he made a move. His left hand drifted down, his fingers sliding against her bare thigh, and she felt pressure as he gently lifted her leg up. She was already soaked, and by his dragging her knee higher, she knew he was opening her. Instinctively, she ground against him and was rewarded with the feel of his hardening cock beneath his slacks. Finally, opening her eyes, she saw the white of the ceiling and said between long breaths, "You better get me upstairs, or I'm going to ruin the front of your slacks." She heard that chuckle. The chuckle that undeniably said, "I don't give a fuck." His hands, so casually stroking earlier, dug roughly into her hips and lifted her off her feet. Instinctively, she wrapped her legs tightly around him and ground desperately against him. His lips mashed roughly against her, sucking at her tongue as his hands held her against him. She felt one of his hands twist away and the unmistakable sound of a zipper. Then her breath was gone, as in forced out of her. It didn't take anything for him to slide his cock free, and with her precariously balanced above it, all he had to do was drop her onto him, which he did. Her grunt was an unmistakable signal, his cock just slamming full bore into her, her weight crushing down against him. She felt his slacks, his shirt, twisting, grinding against her skin, the wonderful burning of her stretching around him, the strength of him as he lifted her and slammed her back down against him. She fought to tighten her legs around him and get some semblance of control, but he was simply too big, too strong. Her eyes squeezed shut at the sensations, his fingers digging roughly into her ass, the soft scent of his cologne, the noises that were being wrenched from her body, the fact that the only part of her body that was balanced on anything was her silky folds clenched down on him over and over, his lips against hers, against her throat, sucking at her tongue. Usually it took a while to build that slow burn in her body that ultimately ignites from within, climaxing in an explosion in her head that makes her body feel like one huge nerve ending, but not today. Her blood felt like magma racing through her veins. Her skin was literally baking from the inside out, and her muscles clenched at him, desperately trying to hold him deep within her. She gasped, her brain scattered as the rush swept through her. Stirred on by his movements and by everything else that was him, she exploded against him, releasing energies that she thought not was physically possible. For a moment, she felt like she was floating, seeing herself outside her skin, looking down on a couple in love and lust wound up halfway on a staircase. She fought to gain a breath as her body simply took over, sculpting a tight velvet vice around him. She tried to scream, but she didn't have enough air in her lungs. Her body leaked slick fluid all over his cock and against his slacks. He slowed, almost grinding his movements to a halt. Gradually she caught her breath and he nuzzled against her, his lips flirting with the soft skin beneath her earlobe. God, I missed you. His growl always shook through her. She was still panting, delirious with joy. She tried to talk back, but you were only gone since the morning. He chuckled again and took a step up, right, then another step. Every movement set off a mini convulsion in her, aftershocks fluttering through her as he walked them both up the steps. Upon reaching the bedroom, she whimpered as he pulled his cock free and laid her on the bed. She made a big point to stretch out like a cat. Gazing up at him, she watched in amazement as he leisurely undressed. Watching him undress was an exercise in teasing by itself. He stood at the end of the bed, slowly taking each piece of clothing off. She blushed yet again when he slid his fingers on the soaked front of his slacks. Baby, can you say cleaners? Finally, he slid his shirt off and she couldn't wait any longer. Rising up on her hands and knees and almost crawling to the end of the bed, she leaned out to kiss his chest. He took his time, letting her taste his skin, before casually crawling onto the bed with her. Seizing her opportunity, she grabbed him and rolled him to his back, quickly grabbing both of his hands and pinning them over his head. It's my turn, baby. He chuckled for her benefit and stretched out, forcing his hips up against hers. She ground down, mashing her folds against him. She groaned, planting one hand against his two, and then slid her free hand down to stroke the thick cock that lay between them. She heard a growl come from deep within. Her slim fingers wrapped tighter, and she stroked him faster. His eyes were locked on hers, waiting like an animal that's merely waiting for its chance to pounce. You lay right there, baby. You're gonna get fucked. Again, that devilish smile. His eyes narrowed and he whispered, you think so, hmm? She nodded her reply as she guided his cock up. Raising her hips, she wanted to tease him. She rubbed the bulbous head against her folds, tracing it slowly up and down. He let out another growl for her, and she eased down. She purred as she settled down on him. The angle was slightly different this way, and she began to roll her hips. He was growling softly, all stretched out beneath her. She rocked her hips back and forth, sliding his cock gracefully into her. Then his growl became a whisper. Sit up. Show off for me, baby. She released his hands, smiling at him as she slowly closed her eyes and stretched back. She planted her hands back on his thighs and slowly rocked. Even with her eyes closed, she felt him watching, adoring her. His cock, being pulled away from him by the angle her body had taken, now firmly stroked that soft little patch within her. Her eyes squeezed shut as his veiny member conveniently assaulted that spongy spot. What's the matter, baby? I thought you were going to fuck me. You're not going to come again, are you? His words were soft, but taunted her just the same. She ground slower against him and went so far as to sit back up, but his hands stopped her. One of his hands splayed out against her belly. Big, rough, and unbearably warm, it rested there, and she knew full well that she'd have to maintain the position her body was being stretched into. Half teasing, half urgent, she melted with every word. God, you feel so fucking good. Move your hips slower. She complied, her eyes shut, just feeling his gaze and listening to his voice. It took her a minute to realize that his thumb was inching down towards her clit. When his thumb brushed over her, she whimpered and instinctively speeded her movements. Baby, I said slow. You'll get your chance. She ached again. Her stomach was tying itself into another knot, her heart pounding faster as she strove to keep herself moving slow on him. Open your eyes, baby. She did and was treated with the spectacle of him. His deep sapphire eyes had a decidedly mischievous tint to them. He raised his finger to his mouth and sucked on it, wetting inappropriately. She whimpered again, completely aware of what was going to happen. You know what I'm going to do, don't you? She just nodded, doing everything humanly possible to keep from slamming down against him as hard as she could. Tell me then. Her breasts were heaving madly. She couldn't stop herself. His voice, those soft commands, his thumb teasing her clit, that wonderful cock buried in her. She rolled her hips harder. The desire to climax again was there, but she wasn't about to disobey. He swatted her ass playfully, his hands stroking her warm skin. She responded by fucking him back harder, pushing her hips back as roughly as she could. I said, tell me. She moaned softly, her voice barely a whisper. You're gonna fuck me with that finger. She tightened her fingers against his thighs as his voice echoed in her head. I am? Tell me more. She blushed again. She desperately wanted it. Her voice grew even softer, a hint of shyness creeping into it. You're gonna fuck my ass with that finger. Then tell me to. She gasped. His cock was wedged so securely inside her, and with his words, she pushed his hips up. The sudden movement made her head spin, and she felt that just by saying what she knew he wanted to hear, she might come. The grunt that came from her body was animalistic, and her hips pushed down against his as hard as she could. His hand was already resting on her ass, cupping the creamy white flesh. Tell me too, baby. He knew exactly what he was doing to her. She was completely in control and so much out of control. It was entirely a state of bliss. The tip of his finger glided against that soft, puckering flesh. Upon feeling that, she growled, "Fuck my ass." Normally, she couldn't have said it, or she would have blushed when she did. But only two things mattered right now, and number one was very close. The tip of his finger slowly pressed in, and she gasped, her hips lurching as it pushed its way inside. She was breathing in huge gulps, wanting to stay completely conscious for it all. His finger eased slowly in. The burn in her ass was manageable, and she ground to a stop against him. But to her surprise, he stopped with his finger just halfway in. And then that growl. "Baby, you said you were gonna fuck me. Now, do it." On that last part, his voice lowered from a soft baritone to an urgent bass, and she immediately complied, rolling her hips forward then back, realizing his web was already set. Every movement forward, she mashed her clit into his thumb, back, and his finger would sink deeper into her ass. She felt trapped and at the same time liberated. She pushed back hard, crying out as his finger buried into her ass, then forward, where she'd scream out when his thumb would molest her clit. Back, ass, forward, clit, and his cock firmly lodged inside of her the whole time. It didn't take long. Her muscles tightened and she squeezed down against him again as her body shuddered uncontrollably. Her head was light and she felt like she couldn't breathe, her nerves only concentrating on his cock and fingers. When she did come up for air, it was expelled quickly in the manner of a long, hoarse scream. Yet she never stopped. Despite her body screaming at her for less, she fucked him harder and faster. She felt consumed by everything, and she came again in a short fashion, coated his cock and lap yet again with that delicious, slick cream. His body reacted beneath hers, and he slammed up, drove another scream from her. She felt him, his cock sawing roughly up into her. She felt the change, the throbbing of it as he pounded into her. His grunts didn't hide it either. She rode harder while his finger and thumb mashed into her, fucking her from all angles. She knew full well what was coming was the second piece of what she desired, and his bellow preceded it. She loved that about him, the fact that he wasn't quiet. Another bellow followed, and then she felt it. The explosion into her, the warmth spraying over and over as he spasmed beneath her. It gave her yet another climax, and she came again, grunting at against him and crying out in a breathless gasp. Later, they lay in bed, wrapped around each other. She closed her eyes and felt him all around her, that warmth again. Sleeping next to him was great, but waking up with him for another day was so much better.